Okay, Rabbi Tai, how is Judaism today? Just the big shaila is, the slice gives you lemons on Shabbos. Can you make lemonade?
Nady, that was incredibly bad.
Should I say it at the end of Shir for every joke?
Beginning of Shir, first thing he comes on.
Sounds like a plan.
But make sure it's before he connects to audio.
That way it doesn't go on the recording that goes on while you start it, all right?
It's just that he can't hear it. Okay, here we go, Nady.
Hey.
Rebbe.
Gentlemen, I apologize for the delay.
Rebbe, can I ask a shayla before we start Shir?
Again?
Can I ask a quick shayla?
Yes. Shaylas are good.
If wife gives you lemons on Shabbos, can you make lemonade?
If life gives you lemons on Shabbos, can you make lemonade? So let's talk about making lemon juice and lemonade on Shabbos. Yeah, let's talk about that one. Simen Shin Chav Sif Sifvav. Mechaber writes that Mutter Lisvot lemons, that you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. We pointed out that the Beis Yosef notes that the minhag in Mitzrayim was that they would squeeze lemons. It's hard to know exactly what the yesod of that minhag was, and the Beis Yosef works very hard on the kasha. And we pointed out the Beis Yosef basically has two mahalchim as to why squeezing lemons on Shabbos is going to be permitted, or why the minhag in Mitzrayim is that they squeezed lemons on Shabbos. One mahalach in the Beis Yosef seems to be that the heter to squeeze lemons is because the iser is only when you squeeze something which is used on its own. Since lemons are never used on their own, they're only used with taruvus other stuff, so therefore there's no iser of squeezing lemons on Shabbos. Rav Rimon notes in his Sefer on page 500 that Mistama, the pshat in this opinion in the Beis Yosef, is that the iser of squeezing only applies to mashkim, but lemons are fundamentally tavlin rather than mashkim. Lemons are fundamentally stuff that only flavors something else. As such, lemons can't be usher. That seems to be the pshat in the that seems to be the pshat in the first opinion of the Beis Yosi.
Can you say like it's also like a hagdara of what derech mitzvot means? Of like derech mitzvot means only if it's used independently as a mashke. People squeeze lemons all the time.
That's again, since the iser is something that's independently used as a mashke, and lemons are not independently used, so therefore lemons are not bechalal the iser of sneita. That's correct. In other words, that lemons are something which is fundamentally a tavlin b'cha'ora. It's not fundamentally a mashke. Is that what you're trying to say? That's what I'm trying to say.
Along those lines, yeah.
Okay, so that's one mahalach. The second mahalach that the Beis Yosef gives is that since you're squeezing it directly into a juice, into a liquid, so therefore it is going to be mutter. Meaning the derech is that they squeeze the lemons directly into something else. The derech is not that they squeeze the lemons into on its own. So memeila, there's no iser of squeezing lemons. The pashtus is that he's assuming that the iser of squeezing lemons is aser midrabanan, which is a gezeira atu schita of zeisim and anofim. Zeisim and anofim are squeezed on their own into nothing. Lemons, which are squeezed into something, you can't be gozer atu zeisim v'anofim. That seems the pshat in the second mahalach. Yes, sir.
Based on this, if I wanted to, you know, have orange flavored tea, the second answer would say that I could flavor my tea with oranges, no?
Based on the second mahalach, right. If I want orange flavored tea, l'cha'era, I'm allowed to squeeze the oranges directly into the tea. The minig in Mitzrayim was to do something very similar to that. And l'cha'era, it should be okay. However, the pshat, right? In other words, since they only squeeze it into, since the derech is to squeeze lemons into a liquid, so memela, there is no makom ligzar atu zeisim v'anofim. It could be that by the oranges, since the derech is to squeeze it on its own, so there is makom ligzar atu zeisim v'anofim. Now, the Magen Avraham and the Taz both pass in like the first reason that we gave, meaning the reason that the lemons are considered some sort of tavlin. And therefore, according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz, mistamahu hadin bizman hazeh, lemons are not something that you drink on your own. So lemons would have a din of tavlin. And because it has a din of tavlin, so hasavara no senes, that it should be permitted even bizman hazeh. If you look in the Taz Oshei, he's very clear. The ha'ikar is what the Beis Yosef quotes b'shem the Shibali Haleket. Right? That's the way the Taz writes it. However, the Mishnah Brura in Aischof Beis, the Mishnah Brura seems to say that the Iker is like the second opinion, the opinion that we only permit squeezing lemons because lemons are squeezed into a liquid and consequently you can't be geyser atu zeisim v'anovim. And therefore, Bizman Mishnah Brura, and certainly Bizmanenu, that there are barrels and barrels of lemon juice that are out there, and they squeeze the lemons directly. So l'cha'era, it should be usur to squeeze the lemons. The Mishnah Brura paskins against the Taz and the Magen Avraham, right? You have, right, Nady just showed a bottle of real lemon juice. It's la'alofim l'revavais, that people have full-fledged real lemon juice, right? So l'cha'era, it's a problem.
It's really a lot more above a
slowly. I missed what you said.
Really, I love him regardless. Right, that's all. Regardless if you buy from Costco.
You can buy from Costco, a big one. Yeah, 100%. I love from the Revivals. Now, it's interesting that Nady shows it this way, because Nady, as a Sephardi, should be very into Maran Chacham Ovadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, that Chacham Ovadia, in the Sefer Levyat Chain, which are notes that Chacham Ovadia basically wrote on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos, Chacham Ovadia paskins that the Mechaber, Maran HaMechaber, says you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. Mugen Avram and Taz agree with the Mechaber's first reason, the Bet Yosef, that its lemons are considered like tavron, and therefore Chacham Ovadia writes, even Bizman Hazeh, you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos against the Mishnah Berurah. Now, yes, Mr. Fink, Shlita.
The lemon juice isn't just... You don't drink the lemon juice by itself, though.
Correct.
Only like have it with. You're only going to put it with other stuff, so.
So therefore.
So shouldn't that be like? Shouldn't we be more makeable there by sharpay or say you don't actually want the liquid? You don't actually want like the liquid state of the lemon juice. It's just a.
I don't actually want the liquid state of the lemon juice.
It's like a tavern.
So that's the first svara. That's the svara that it's like tavern. So enochanami, according to the svara, that's like tavern. Bisman hazet, also mutter. That's what Chacham Ovadia paskins. But according to the second svara, right, that the heter is only because the derech was to squeeze the lemons into some other mashke, and therefore you can't be geyser atuzesim banovim. So Bizman has it, the derech is to squeeze it straight, it should be usser. The Mishnah Berurah passing is like the second mahalach. Right? That's why the Mishnah Berurah usser is squeezing lemons, Bizman has it. That's what
Cha'ira. Even into water.
What?
Even squeezing into water.
Even squeezing them into water would be usser. Right, that's correct. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's usser to make lemonade on Shabbos. According to the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and Chacham Ovadia, it's mutter to make lemonade on Shabbos, to squeeze the lemon directly into a thing of sugar water. Right? Davar kaze. However, I think there are two reasons why we should still aser squeezing lemon juice, Bizman Hazeh. Reason number one is, we learned that according to Rashi, Zaysim and Anovim is lav dafka Zaysim va'anovim, but any pre that is standard practice to squeeze is going to be Asim and Hatayra. If that's the case, so lemon, since it's standard practice to squeeze Bisman Hazeh, the Cha'ira should be Asim and Hatayra. The only Svara that we, or I should say it like this, Svara number two certainly cannot apply to lemons Bizman Hazeh, because it's not that you have to be Geyser Atu Zaysim Vanovim. It is like Zaysim Vanovim. And once I'm saying that lemons is an Isser Doraisa Bizman Hazeh, so Lecha Ora, it's very hard to be Megal. Nosaf Al Kach and Rav Rimon Sefer, interestingly, on page 500, he quotes a footnote that he heard when he was learning Hilchos Shabbos with his daughter Rivka. Right, it's really interesting. He writes, my daughter pointed out that maybe lemons have the din of schitas bosar. Remember, anovim is osir min hatayra to squeeze. Zeisim and anovim. Schita of anovim that are underdeveloped, we're more machmir on. Right, anovim we paskin in sif dalet that the gemara in kuf mem dalet says that's mutter lischod eshkol shanovim mataycha keder velotacha ka'ara, but schitas bosar, since it's not ro'oy la'achila at all, right? No one eats these underdeveloped grapes. So Rabbeinu Tam, the mechaber, quotes two opinions. Rabbeinu Tam says it's usher to squeeze bosar even v'tocha ocho, because since it's not ra'i la'achila, it has a din of borer ocho mitoich psoilas. Meaning that the din of schitas peiros is only when I'm extracting an ocho from an ocho. Schitas peiros I'm making on if it Right. Space is saying squeeze mashka from an ochel. Consequently, if it goes directly into an ochel, sochit odem eshul shanofim latol hakadera, that's okay. But bosar, that's full-fledged. Bosar, which is full-fledged psoilas, I am creating an eichel from the psoilas, that's mamish aborer. It's mamish aborer. And if it's mamish borer, that's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, because it's not right, l'achila, l'cha'ora has a din of borer. If it has a din of borer, so there's going to be no kula, even the tocha ocha. Now, we have to go slowly. Based on this svara of the Rabbeinu Tam, who asers bosar, because it's not right lachila on its own, so therefore it's a din of full-fledged psolas, and therefore it's going to be like borer. So Rav Rimon quotes his daughter that lemons bisman hazeh are like bosar. Because lemons bisman hazeh, no one eats the lemon on its own, no?
My father used to do that sometimes.
Again, I didn't hear you?
My father used to do that sometimes.
Your father ate lemons on their own sometimes. Uh-huh. Interesting. I'm not aware of anyone else who does this, Nady. Like,
yes, to go to
I'm gonna give you credit for today's obscure fact of the day. I don't know. I'm mamish not aware of anyone else who does this. But you've eaten an esrog before, right? Some people, that's because you jelly the esrog in a way that it's like 98% sugar. First of all, does anyone do that with lemons? Is there such a thing? I'm not aware of anyone who does such a thing.
I eat esrog more for the shtick shabbat.
Right, you eat esrog for the shtick shabbat. You eat esrog because there's some story that it's like a school for who knows what. It's a school to eat this year's esrog to have a nice esrog next year. I think that's the chat. I don't know. But Rav Rimon quotes his daughter that maybe lemons today have a din like bosar, and therefore it should be more machmir that I cannot be mekel even l'tocha ochel.
Yeah, did they eat lemons back in the days of their stuff on their own just plain? Because otherwise this would be like against the tzaddik of the Shulchan Aruch.
Again, it could be that. I don't know. I was not a culinary expert in Turkey in the 16th century, nor in Eretz Yisrael in the 16th century. I do not know whether they ate lemons straight up. Vesach nisht. But...
Yes, if they didn't...
If
they didn't, it's against the Pesach and the Shulchan.
Correct. So, I mean, you have to assume that they did. Or that this svara is somewhat... Or that there's some distinction between bosar and lemons, which I can't figure out why it would be. Now let's just go slowly. This pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam, though, when Rabbeinu Tam says that the bosar, that the underdeveloped grapes, it's usher even with tocha ochel, the Magen Avraham and the Taz have a machlokas. What's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? The Taz assumes the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that it's mamish adin borer. And because it's mamish adin borer, therefore the Taz and Ostalit is willing to be mekol le'echol le'alter. The Taz says that there's a heter to be seichet bosar le'tocha ochel and eat it right away. The Magen Avraham, our beloved Magen Avraham, we love him. The Magen Avraham says, no, you can't do that. The Magen Avraham basically writes that there's going to be no kula even to eat it right away. The kula to even eat it right away is based on the dinim of Boirer. But Sochek, which is a told of Dush, does not have the kulas of Boirer. This issue comes up two other places. First, let's talk about Se'if Aleph, Besofo. There's a machlokas we noted between the Yireyim and the Baha'itor. about whether you're allowed to be motzeitz bepeh. Can I take a grape and suck the grape? If I wouldn't be wearing a mask, I'd be able to show you what sucking a grape looks like. But because I'm wearing a mask, you can't really see it. Am I able to suck a grape directly, to suck out the liquid from a grape? So the Yerim says it's Osir, Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the end of Sif Aleph writes, Yesh Osrim, he quotes the Yerim. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says, you know what? Just like by Borer, I'm Meko on Borer La Alter, so also over here, I'm Meko on La Alter. The Taz holds that you're allowed to suck the grape to get out that juice right away, because that's mamish le'echol la'alter.
And you also have to squeeze the grape right into your mouth.
So you could squeeze the grape right into my mouth, right? That's the pshat. Notice I'm going to sit there with my grape, and I'm going to go, you. Right, someone told me Friday night, I was talking
about sucking it, just squeezing it.
Just squeezing it directly into your mouth, according to the Taz's mother. That's right. I have it outside and I squeeze it. Friday night, I'm walking home from shul, and this guy is listening to my shiurim. So he's like, oh, when it comes to schitas peiros, you should know, don't tell my wife, but when I make salad, I like to suck on the lemons. And then to suck on the tomatoes. That's what he likes to do. He's like, don't tell my wife. He puts the tomatoes in the salad, but first he sucks on them beforehand. According to the Arayim, that is not at all pashut. But the Taz says, I disagree. I hold that it's mamish mutter because it's called la'alter. The Magen Avraham l'cha'ayr would say, no, there's no heter of la'alter when it comes to seichet, because seichet is a tolda of dosh. And dosh and borer are governed by different rules. This issue comes up in the hakadama of the prima godim to the simen. In the Hakdama, the Prima Godim to the Simen, he asks, what's the difference between Borer and Dosh? What's the difference between Borer and Sochet Peiros? So he says that the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Yotes Tainas, that there's a fundamental difference, that we paskin, that there's no Borer, we'll have to talk about this in Borer, there's no Borer but Min Echad. Borer is only once I have Shnei Minim. By Min Echad, there's no Borer. The Magen Avraham writes that every case of Schitas Peiros is fundamentally Min Echad, and therefore there's no Din of Borer. That's the Magen Avraham. The Taz, Al Karkacha, disagrees, and the Taz is saying that's really Shayech to have Borer by Schitas Peiros, because he's assuming that the inside of the Pri is a different Min than the outside of the Pri. And therefore the Taz holds that L'chayr, Schitas Peiros, is both Dosh and Borer. If I could solve the issue of Borer because it's Mutter La'alter, and I could say that Memela, perhaps there's going to be no din of Dosh also when it's Mutter La'alter, L'chayr, they're all going to be Heter Gomor. But according to the Magen Avraham, that Dosh is fundamentally a different Malacha than Borer, L'cha'ori, you don't have any kula of la'alter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Chof Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should be machmir like the Reim and not squeeze a grape into your mouth. But if you put the full grape in your mouth, then you could suck it out. If I put the full grape in my mouth, I could suck it out. I don't we say that there's no kula of la'alter, right? Like the Magen Avraham said. So apparently, even though there's no kula of la'alter, there might be a kula of shas achila mamish, that maybe it's going to be mutter mamish when I'm eating it. This is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha and Shin Yotes if Dalet. And in the Chazanish over there, how do you eat fish on Shabbos? So the minig of Yisrael Kedoshim is we invented something called gefilte fish. Gefilte fish does not have bones in it. No, you're never going to be able to go to a fish pond and see a gefilte fish. They don't swim. There's no such thing as a gefilte fish that swims around in the pond. Gefilte fish is fish without bones. The reason why they made gefilte fish is because they wanted to avoid the bones, because it's a shaila when you have bones in the fish of the borer. How do you remove the bones from the fish? You don't want to eat the bone. So the Mishnah Brura has a discussion. Maybe you could remove the bone from the fish. You can remove psoilas from the ochab, taking the bone away, if I'm about to eat it right away, since there's no other way of doing it. That's what the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha and Sif Dalet, Shin Yotes Sif Dalet, discusses. We'll talk about this at length when we do the Borei. The Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish says, in his opinion, the only way to eat the fish is if you're mamish like Garfield. I don't know how many of you ever watched the Garfield cartoon as a kid, but Garfield used to stick a whole fish in his mouth and just pull out the thing of the bones after. No? You see, you guys know what I'm talking about? Is there anyone who has bakiyas in Garfield? Ben, you're the type of guy who'd have bakiyas in Garfield. No? Jake, we gotta count on you for this one.
Yes, I'm aware of the Matthias.
What?
I'm aware of the Matthias. I don't think it can actually happen, though. I don't think you can actually do that. I think that was just like because it was a comic.
Are you saying that Garfield isn't real? Is that what you're arguing?
And no, I have. I think it is real. My brother-in-law does that with chicken wings.
With chicken wings, right? But again, chicken wings is like a thicker bone than a fish bone. But the basic story is that the Chazon Ish holds that there's no heter of Le'alter, when you're Bayer of Psylos from Eichel, but there is a heter of Shasachila Mamish. So the Pashtus is that the Mishnah Brura would agree with this. Because the Mishnah Brura says, I have no heter of taking my grape and squeezing it into my mouth. But if I put the grape in my mouth and I squeeze it, that's Shasachila Mamish. So then there should be a heter. That's, I think, what emerges.
Rebbe, if you're saying it like that, doesn't that lead to a steer in the Mishnah Brura?
Yes. Although, one could argue that the Mishnah Brura is going to say that by borer, there's a heter of samach la'achila, if it's mamish samach, but by dosh, amur machmir, and the only heter is shasachila mamish. I think that's what emerged in the Mishnah Brura, because the Mishnah Brura seems to be following the Magen Avraham, that we don't give all the kulas of what's it called. By the way, the Prima Godim has a chiddush. Prima Godim writes there in the Psicha that maybe the only kula to squeeze fruit on top of an ochel is, right, which we say is that goes from, right, eichel into eichel, so that's mutter. Zakt the Prima Godim and the Hakdoma, but there still is a concern that it's borer. So it's only going to be mutter if you eat it right away. It's only mutter if you mamish eat it right away. So I could squeeze my food, my fruit, directly on food if I eat the food right away. That's what the Prima Godim says. That, of course, would throw away the kula that many had in terms of milking cows on Shabbos onto food. Right, because l'cha'ira, they're not going to eat that food probably ever. Right, forget about, right, not eat it right away. They'll never eat it. So nafal labira, that kula. The Magen Avraham here in Sif Katin Dalet. The Magen Avraham quotes that the Maharshal is machmir even not to squeeze bread that absorbed wine, not to squeeze that into your mouth. However, the Magen Avraham points out that the Ramah sounds like the din is only by grapes. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham says, then in his opinion, it's going to be usur to squeeze stuff, even if it goes directly into your mouth. And that's why he says in Simin Shin Chaf Ches Se'if Mem Ches, that let's say you have blood inside your teeth, you're not allowed to squeeze out that blood. Because even though it's going directly into your mouth and it's never being yotzei l'chutz, the Magen Avraham says it's going to be aser. Don't we have this kula of shasachila mamish? So I think the Kudel Shasafiro doesn't apply to blood because most of us don't eat blood. Those of us from Transylvania, perhaps like the Mekomosh of Dracula, Zechrono Levracha, or Zechrono Leklala, whatever it is, the Mekomo Dracula, they might like eat blood, but that's not standard practice. Okay, so let's just chazer ever. What are we up to? Right, squeezing lemons. So the mug in the front of the Taz would be Mekol Bismanasa, Chacham Avadia is Mekol, which is based on the first Svara, the Svara of Tavlin. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be Machmir based on the second Svara, that it's a din of Gezerah Atu Zaysim Vanovim, and if you squeeze into something else, Ayin Mokom Ligzar. Based on the second Svara, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir on Schitas lemons. We suggested that maybe Schitas lemons is going to be more chamor than other stuff, either because maybe Bisman Hazeh, it's considered Mamisha Dairais as the din of Zaysim Va'andofim, or we said the Svar of Rav Rimon's daughter that it's like, that Schitas lemons is like Bosar, and therefore it's going to be Usar even Latoicha Eichel Mamish. Some people like to take a lemon and squeeze it onto the fish on Shabbos, no? That would be usur, according to Rav Rimon. Because if the lemon has a din of bolsar, it's going to be usur. The whole thing, discussion we had yesterday about squeezing the lemon onto the sugar and then putting the sugar into the tea, that's going to be usur, according to the Svara, right? For sure, because there's no heter squeezing a lemon because the lemon has a din like schiktas bolsar. We pointed out there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz as to whether there's a kula on Schlitas Bosar, if you're going to eat it right away. Right? The Taz is Mako because he gives the Gedarm of Borer to Dosh, but the Magen Avraham seems to be Machmir. I should point out that the Shavisas HaShabbos in his Hakdama to Dinim of Dosh, Tain is that Dosh and Borer will Karav Zelzak Kalalayla, based on the story that we said beforehand, which is that Borer is when you have a Taruvis. Two stuff are mixed together. Dosh is not when you have a Taruvis. Dosh is when you're extracting. The Dosh Dairais is I'm extracting Eichel from Seilas. Dosh Drabon is I'm extracting Eichel from Eichel. That's extracting. The stuff is squeezed in. So no kula of Borer can apply to Dosh. That's the Pashtus against the Taz. This Taz is both in Seif Katin Beis and in Seif Katin and in Seif Katin Dalai. Right? Against the Taz, that's the Pashtus. Is there any?
Isn't the later times comer of both are only me Tom Borer anyway? Tell me Tom Dosh.
Rabbeinu Tam. So let's go slowly. There are two girsaos in that Taisus on Kuf Mem Dalet on the Beis about the A's, and it would seem, although the Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps the Rabbeinu Tam there on Kuf Mem Dalet on the Beis uses the Lashon Borer, and the Rabbeinu Tam as quoted in the Torah over here uses the Lashon Borer, but it could be he doesn't mean Borer. He means Dosh. He means a Chumra
Dekha. Rabbeinu Tam Zag Borer.
He says Borer, but he doesn't mean it.
Also on your test, he says Borer.
On your test, right, but again. The Pashtus
everyone quoted as Borer, and suddenly Rabbi Mon says...
Everyone quoted as Borer, but they quote the din in Simin Shin Chav, not in Simin Shin Yotes by the dinim of Borer. And Lecha'ora, based on the Hagdara, that Dosh means extracting, and Borer means separating. Right? So Lecha'ora, the
it's not the Rambam. It's not organized conceptually. It's squeezing fruit. Yes,
maybe.
Sometimes squeezing fruit is meat and borer.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't have a firm grasp
as we,
on
as
that.
We said,
squeezing the button was also right here.
That's definitely not meat and dosh.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to hear you. Could you say it slowly?
Schita is also Schita Svigodim is also called Schita. That's not me. That's telling me didn't dodge.
Schita Svigodim is also called Schita. That's correct.
I don't know that. I just because it's called Schita doesn't mean it can't be.
Okay, so you're saying that Simon Shinchov
is that's what it says in a bigger time. But
yes, so maybe there's no raya from the Shulchan Aruch. All I know that the Magen Avraham is unwilling to apply the kulas of borer to slitas boser against the taz. Again, I'm learning the Magen Avraham the way the Prima Gadim says the Pshat in the Magen Avraham, both in the Hakdama and in Eish El Avraham Ois Zayin. And again, I think there's a fundamental machlokis, Magen Avraham and Taz, where they reply kulas of borer to what's it called. Now, when
Rabbi,
it comes
to... Can I also go back? Was Rabbi said before that according to the second reason in the about Minhag, that
yes.
Lemons would be usher bisman hazeh? I don't know that just because lemons are also sold in bottles, that doesn't preclude that just that in the place where there is a minhag to squeeze the lemon into the mashke, that it's still mutter, right? I don't think that the Beit Yosef was spectacularly vague in the phraseology, but it does. I think that would be a valid read of Beit Yosef, that in the
again, the Mishnah Brura seems to assume like that, because the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Chaf Beis writes that since Bismanenu, like you showed the real lemon, the whole bottle from Costco, since Bismanenu, they fill chavios, they fill it up with lemon juice, so therefore it's a problem. That's what he writes. That
right.
He's assuming like the second svara, right? And they don't squeeze it directly into a liquid.
No, that's what I'm saying. The second svara doesn't necessarily mean, right? You could read the second svara the following way, that if there's a place where they squeeze it directly into the tea, then that's okay. But a cholofen, you can't squeeze it into a cup and then put it into the tea. According to the first var, you could squeeze it into a cup and then put it into the tea. But in the second var, you can't do that. But of course you can put it into the tea, even if they sell it in bottles and bottles.
Well, I don't think...
Might not be right.
I don't think the lashon of the Beis Yosef sounds like you.
The
Russian light that right. If the minhag is lisko l'tocha mashke, then it's mutter. That means if the minhag is not lisko l'tocha mashke, then it's aser.
It doesn't mean only. It doesn't say that if the minhag is only to be soaked, right? It could be sold in bottle, but also people squeeze the seder all the time into their tea.
I hear. I hear what you're saying. I don't think... Again, I don't think that is the Pshat HaMekubal. Certainly the Mishnah Berurah is not learning like you, and I think the Lashon of the Beis Yosef doesn't sound like you. However, just to give another minute, I don't think we'll be able to complete this now. I'm always a bad estimator of time. I mamash thought I wouldn't have enough to say today, so I started chair late. It turns out I started chair late, and now I don't have enough time to finish what I planned on saying. But... The Achronim all say, even the Chazanish says this, I'm allowed to cut a lemon slice and put the lemon slice on a cup of tea and have the mash give the lemon slice drip into the tea. Obviously, the tea has to be a klishli, shiras is a shail of bishul on it, and if you're machmir, bishul be klishli, so whatever, but let's assume that there's no issue of bishul, but I'm allowed to take my slice of lemon and put it directly into the tea. What's the Hezber Hadover? So the Hezber Hadover is that it's like Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis. Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis says, if I have grapes, Shenisrasku, May Erev Shabbos, and the juice is going to flow into other mashka, then it's permitted. The din of Mashkin Shtezavu, the din of Skitas Peros, is only if it first comes out as a mashke. But if it comes out and it goes straight into some other mashke, if it was never identifiable on its own, then it's not a problem. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, no?
Are you allowed to put the grape into that mixture in the first place?
So you're even allowed to put the grape into the mixture in the first place? Someone says that befeirish. Someone says that befeirish. Now I'm allowed to put it directly into the grape, yeah, into the liquid. I have to look around. I saw someone say that befeirish. So when the lemon goes directly into the tea, the svara is that that's going to be mutter. Im yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow I want to pick up from that din in Se'if Beis, and looking Yeredeya, the end of Simin Kuf Beis, and looking the Pisvei Tshuva of Yeredeya, Simin Yud Dalet Os Gimel, for some discussion of this issue that we'll talk about tomorrow. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful day.
When we do Refuah B'Shabbos, are we going to talk about the other Metzitza B'Pan?
The other Metzitza B'Pan in terms of Bar Bris Mila? That's what you're talking about? We do that in Smicha and Hilchas Mila, don't we? Which I think we don't do in Smicha anymore. If you want, we could talk about Metzitza B'Pan on our own. I'm not such a fan. Okay. Guys, have a good day.